Hi, are you Katie?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in.
Austin mother Katie Graham is more than willing to invite a reporter into her home to talk about one of the most important health issues in her family. For the past 3.5 years, she has spent sleepless nights caring for her son Elliot, who is diagnosed with intractable epilepsy at the age of 2.
His seizures look like jerking clusters, essentially. And he has those clusters anywhere between 6 and 8 clusters per day.
Every day.
Every day. He's recently developed a new seizure type that actually just knocks him out. Afterwards, he ends up sleeping for an hour.
In some 14 states, doctors are already treating epileptic disorders like Elliot's with oil from a hybrid marijuana plant. The strain is especially high in cannabidiol, or CBD oil, but extremely low in the psychoactive chemical, THC. In other words, patients don't get high from using the CBD oil, but they do get relief. CBD oil can slow down and in some cases completely stop a patient's seizures. According to the Epileptic Council of Texas, there are 750,000 patients like Elliot in the state who might be a candidate for the treatment, but they'll likely have to wait to get it. In July, the Texas Department of Public Safety released proposed rules for growing, manufacturing, and dispensing cannabis oil. The state will not begin accepting applications from these businesses for another couple of months. Dante Picasso is the chief executive officer of the MedCamp Foundation, a private company that provides instructional seminars on working in all aspects of the marijuana industry.
We help them put together a business plan, provide them with the legal documents. You know, we help them do presentations to investors. We find them investors, or, you know, they have investors in their very own circle. So we go and do the presentations for them. And we help them raise from $300,000 to $2 million per concept.
Picasso says that he doesn't advocate for breaking the law, but he does say that, based on what he's seen in other states, a majority of these now legitimate businesses in the CBD oil and medical marijuana industry started out growing their plants illegally.
There is marijuana in Texas already. When the laws change in Colorado, I mean, the day that the state says you have the green light, you can sell, the shelves were full. So how did the marijuana got there? I have no idea.
The rules being proposed by Texas officials require criminal background checks for employees of any company involved in the process. They establish the concentration of CBD oil per each prescription and create a CBD oil registry with the names of doctors, patients, growers, and dispensaries approved for participating in the cannabis oil treatments. Growing operations will be subject to inspection to make sure that THC levels in their crops do not exceed 0.5% of the cannabis oil per plant. If they do, a grower must destroy the entire crop. Not everyone agrees that 0.5% is the right level of concentration. Heather Fazio is the political director with the Texas chapter of the Marijuana Policy Project.
Our concern is that the level of THC is so low that it's going to make it very difficult for cultivators to know exactly what strain to use and to be able to do any experimentation to get it just right without opening themselves up to potential criminal liability.
Fazio says the seeds for this type of marijuana can be difficult to obtain, and it's still illegal to transport them across state lines. While Texans go about setting up the complicated cannabis oil program, Katie Graham and her son Elliot wait. Graham says that she's encouraged by the progress, though.
It'll be a while because the way the law is crafted, the plant must be grown, monitored, licensed, dispensed within our state. But we have so much hope that this could be, you know, a solution for Elliot.
Department of Public Safety officials say that they expect the program rules to be approved by the end of the year. Then the state will begin considering applications for marijuana growers and those that want to manufacture and dispense the low THC treatment. The state has until the end of 2017 to approve the companies that will be involved. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.